must call our public hearing to order. We're here today for a public hearing on our tax increase. Again, I hate that verbiage, but that's what we have to say. So, is there anyone that would like to make comment on our tax rate or upcoming budget? Mr. Yalta.
Thank you, Judge Doyle and Commissioners. My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3, and I wanted to raise 3 points, and I'll try and be pretty quick. First of all, I am concerned about the budget process that has resulted in this tax rate. And specifically, what I'm concerned about is that there is no budget process. While there certainly were 4 days of budget workshops, or about 3.5 days, there really was never an occasion when this court looked at and deliberated in an open meeting the issue of the budgets of the individual county departments. All that this court did was you looked at the requests that were baseline requests based upon last year's budget and really did nothing other than decide whether or not you wanted to grant or deny some of those requests. The second issue that I want to briefly raise is this. It does greatly concern me that our county auditor is sitting in this meeting at all. We've already gone through an external assessment that was ordered by the Board of District Judges and that you approved the funding for. That external assessment did have some discussion about how inappropriate it is for a county auditor to be involved in policy making and the political process. And for that reason, I think that it is totally inappropriate, especially if you look at generally accepted auditing standards. It is inappropriate for our county auditor, Ms. Martin, to be involved in this meeting and sitting at the dais as she is. The last thing I want to talk about briefly is this. And these remarks are somewhat addressed to Commissioner Riley, although it's really to all of the citizens of Montgomery County. And I'm going to use a little bit of profanity here, and I beg your forgiveness for that. Just like George Carlin did it on The Tonight Show when he introduced profanity, I'm going to just get the bad word out first, and that is, I'm so sorry, the word Democrat. Now, Commissioner Riley is running as a Republican, and I've made it very clear that I support Commissioner Riley for re-election and will certainly continue to do so and will work hard to make sure that Commissioner Riley is re-elected. But what I want to point out to you is this. From 1985 to 1992, the last time period when Democrats controlled this commissioner's court, the tax rate, and I'm only talking about the rate itself, went up 17.09%. As I have confirmed, thanks to our wonderful tax assessor collector, Tammy McRae, who provided me the data earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. In the 4 years that Commissioner Riley has been a member of this commissioner's court, the tax rate has actually gone down 3.35%. Now, not only has it gone down, and look, y'all know that I have some issues with Commissioner Riley that I'm concerned about, but when it comes to Charlie Riley as opposed to one of those people that you would describe by that profane word Democrat, it's like night and day. Commissioner Riley not only sat through a reduction in the tax rate, but he also was the deciding vote on March 14th, 2017, so that we would get the 20% homestead exemption that Commissioner Nowak, Commissioner Clark, and Kelly Cook were urging for the citizens of this community. Now, as critical as I've been of Commissioner Riley, there is no question that when you compare Commissioner Riley and his record to the record of the Democrats in Montgomery County, we are far better off and will be far better off with Commissioner Riley on this court rather than a Democrat. Now, I hope that the tax rate will be far lower than 4.4667 per $100 valuation. Our only hope of that occurring in the future is for Commissioner Riley rather than a Democrat being on this court, and we all have to make sure that happens, because quite frankly, where the tax rate and the level of taxation goes in this county really will decide the future of our community. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to address the court on our tax rate for 2019? Frank?
Bob is here to be a witness right now.
Okay. And to your question earlier, the statement that we have to read, and we'll read it when we set the budget and the tax rate, is that we have a tax increase. In fact, it's not a tax rate increase. In fact, if your appraisal goes down, our rate is the same, your taxes will go down. But the fact that we generate more revenue out of this budget than we did last year, we have to state that it's a tax increase. I don't particularly like that language, but it's required by fairness and taxation laws, which is really not. But
Chris, okay. I want to add one thing if I could. It relates to what Eric Gallick brought up and the 20% homestead exemption. And I think it gets lost on the public and at times that this is the court, this body led the effort in Montgomery County to push the homestead exemption and the 20% at the 20% level. And certainly, citizen support helped bring it to the court's attention. When you get your tax statements, when I'm talking to the citizens now in October, I want them to envision if all of the other entities in Montgomery County would have followed our lead and adopted that 20% homestead exemption, what that would look like to the citizens of this county. We did it, the hospital district did it, and I think there's another entity, can't recall.
Tammy D.
Lone Star. Some of the MUDs did it. But if that would have happened across the board, if our school districts would have followed suit, if the township, if the city of Conroe, all of these entities would have followed suit, the impact that that would have had on our citizens would have been enormous. And I still hope that at some point in the future, in the relatively soon future, that these other entities will follow suit with that.
It's not too late for them to do that.
No, they could do it right now.
No, he ain't saying all that.
You know what? I even moved the microphone over here. I thought it was on.
I think it's interesting to add to that, Commissioner. It's a good point. If you look at your tax statement, the big majority of that tax bill is not Montgomery County.
No.
And I'm not going to beat up on any other entity out there. I'm just telling you that there's about 16%, Tammy, on average, of your tax bill, that's your county tax. And we get beat up every day, for putting people out of their homes. We can't, even at our 20% exemption, we can't make up the difference on 84% of the rest of your tax bill.
And we don't have sales tax to leverage against our ad valorem tax. You see other entities talking about the fact that they were able to lower their tax rate yet again, but when sales tax revenue continues to increase, it's much easier to lower your tax rate. We don't have one penny of sales tax coming into us.
And I would continue, along with the resolution that we sent to Austin to challenge our state legislators to work on school funding, because it leaves the school districts picking up a big portion of that bill, which ultimately leaves us, the taxpayers, in that catch. And so while I'm not certainly not trying to bash anybody else, I want to make it very clear that we're not the big portion of your tax bill, Mr. Frank.
I think Noack brought up a really good point. He kept saying, if I could be a millionaire, my problems are solved, but in life, I have to do something to become that. So there's two questions. What are we doing to try to get these guys on board to lower it? And not only what are we doing, but what kind of abilities do you have to influence that as our commissioner?
Other than diddle? Setting the example, really nothing.
We don't have any.
Yeah. We don't have any.
Well, fair enough.
Up to the voters.
Okay.
Plus, that 20% homestead exemption is something that our taxpayers see year over year over year. And it's, you know, I'm glad that Kelly Cook brought that to the attention and this entire court adopted it. So I think it's the right move, and I certainly would like to see all the taxing entities in Montgomery County move forward with the same thing.
Anyone else would like to address the court on today's public hearing? Okay, so we need to set a public hearing to consider and adopt the fiscal year 2019 budget and set the 2018 tax rate for Wednesday, September 5th.
Move.
Have that one on the calendar. Have a motion.
Second.
Second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Judge, can we ask our budget officer, as soon as possible, can you put the budget up on the web? I know you were going to do
There's an updated preliminary budget posted on the website right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are filing the budget with the clerk's office, I believe, on Wednesday. We're almost there. So as soon as it's going to be on or before Wednesday, so early next week, I recommend all citizens, if they're interested, please look on the website and it'll be posted there. Also, a copy will be available at the county clerk's office and also with the auditor's office.
Great. Good.
Perfect.
All right, commissioners, anything else?
No, see you Tuesday.
Have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Can we get a second?
Oh, second.
They want to stay here.
All in favor. All right,
and
we're adjourned.
Motion failed. Second.